Hey, what's going on? Episode 68, and I'm in a great fucking mood, people. All right? Fantastic mood. Great. What other word? Think of another words for good. Fantastic. I said that already. I was about to say great again. Just doing really fucking good today. I got the other day at work, I got a nice little raise. Yeah. That's the second raise in 4 months. They appreciate my work. It's nice to be appreciated. Finally. I have a job there where people, they like what I do. They see what I'm doing. Unlike these other fucking jobs I've had, you know, working fucking retail. Let's not get negative. Let's stay positive, all right? I'm over here. I just left IHOP, you know. Treated myself to, there goes the fucking fire department driving by, fucking up the podcast. Thank you. Yeah, just left IHOP. You know, I guess a little celebration for myself. Raymond, did you take the family with you? Nope. Just went by myself. You know, why not? They didn't help me with my job. It was me. I did it all by myself. So what the fuck? What are they going to do? Yeah, man. Feels good. I'm not talking like some bullshit raise like, you know, I've worked at like Walmart, fucking Toys R Us. You know, you work there for a year. You go in for your evaluation and they're like, okay, well, we're giving you a 10 cent increase. It's like, wow. I'm very curious what they expect you to say when they tell you they're giving you 10 cents more. What exactly do these fucking fucks expect? What exactly do they expect? Like, I should have just sat there when she told me that, and I just should have been like, oh my God. Oh, with 10 cents more, I could, oh, my fucking, my student loans will be done now by 2050. Thank you. Get the fuck out of here. 10 cents. Why am I getting so negative? No, I'm in a good fucking mood. All right. I'm just recording this intro to let you people know your boy got a goddamn raise and he's in a great fucking mood. Okay, so I'm here. I'm outside the veterinarian hospital. My poor kitty, the co-host of the podcast, Sir Francis Drake, he has an ear infection, unfortunately. So if you hear him crying in the background, I'm sitting here. He's in his little carry-on bag, which, by the way, he fucking hates. He fucking hates this bag, man. Yeah, man, poor guy. He's got an ear infection. Didn't even know it. The only reason it's a good thing I took him to the vet, actually. The only reason I took him to the vet was just to get a cleaning, you know, give him a real bath and, to get his nails trimmed. That was it. That was the only thing. That was the only thing on the agenda. And, you know, one thing led to another. What happened was, if your cat is, behind on his shots, then they can't give him a bath. So, you know, it is tax season. So, you know, I got a little extra money. So I figured, oh, fuck it. Why not? You know, since we're here, we'll give him a couple of shots. All right. So we take care of that. But as they're checking him up, they find that he has an ear infection. So now I have to, they gave me some medicine. Got to give him some ear drops twice a day. So, man, I don't know how that's going to work. The ear drops. I mean, I know what I have to do. I have to put them in his ear. But I'm just saying, this fucking guy, he's a psycho. He's just, it's not going to go easy, is what I'm trying to say. So, keep you guys posted. Let me get out of here. I don't want to, you know, I'm sitting here and he's just looking at me like, dude, can we go home? You know, he hates this fucking bag. Oh, and yeah, by the way, this whole visit, this whole, you know, trip to the vet, it was just supposed to cost $20. That's it. You know, just a cleaning, get his nails trimmed. That's it. $20. $20 has turned into, after an hour later, it has turned into $104.31. Well, you know, what can you do? I love my little cat. Come here, you little fucker. My little kitty. I want him to live a good, healthy life, so who gives a shit, all right? Fuck it. I'll pay the $100, man. You know, small price to pay for loyalty. Well, it's not loyalty. He's basically, he has no choice. He's basically trapped in the house with me, you know. Anyway, let me get out of here. Hey, man, I just got to say, I appreciate all the tweets for everybody's concern for my cat. The cat's doing all right. I guess this is a little update for you guys. Cat's doing good. The ear's fine. I'll be going tomorrow for the checkup, but the medicine's all done, the little ear drops. Very quickly, I have to say a shout out to Mish the Dish, who's a fellow cat owner. She's also a host of the podcast Ramble On with Mish the Dish. Please check that out. But, like I said, she's had a cat. The cat's had, her cat had had an ear infection. And, she told me to go on YouTube for, you know, on how to properly, put these, eardrops in your cat's ears. I gotta be real with you, Mish. I don't know if I found, maybe I just didn't find the right videos, but all the videos I found were of these cat owners and of these veterinarians with these cats that were just, all the cats were so calm. They were so calm and cool. Like, they would just sit down on their lap and they would just let the vets or the owner just kind of flip their ear back and put the fucking eardrops in. And I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, yeah, that's not reality. Okay? My cat is a fucking psycho. So immediately that just, I couldn't do that. It wasn't that fucking easy. Let me describe to you how it was putting these eardrops in. You remember last year, all these videos going out of police brutality and all these, you know, the cops were just arresting these black people and just throwing them to the ground and, you know, on their back and, you know, forearm to the back of the neck and all that shit. That's basically how I looked with my cat. I was the cop, okay, and they were the black guy. Who was being unwrongfully, I was about to say unwrongfully arrested, unjust. You get what the fuck I'm saying, all right? I basically had to wrestle my fucking cat. I had to get him in the mount. It looked like a UFC fight, like I was on top of him. It just, it was hard as shit. As I said, as the days went on, it got much easier. Now I have a new way of doing it. Basically, I put him on top of the dresser, which, you know, allows me to kind of wrestle him, a little bit better, you know, I have a better angle on them, which is, like I said, it was rough, but, like I said, no more eardrops, that shit's done, I hope I never have to do it again, I hope this fucking vet tells me some good news, and, you know, I don't have to keep doing this shit, because I can't, man. And I have to do it, you know, 6 in the morning, then 6 in the afternoon when I get home from work, so it's like, you know, fuck. And it's his left ear, too, by the way, but you have to put it in both ears. The right ear, he kind of handles it all right, but the left one, he just goes into fucking, you know, just psycho mode. But fortunately, he can't scratch me because I got his nails filed down. So, you know, there's that. But just thanks again for the tweets. He's doing all right, so appreciate that. Thank you. You're not going to believe this shit. I forgot my cat's appointment. Or I can't even say I forgot. I fucked up. I fucked up, basically. I called the vet at around 11 o'clock to double check on the appointment because I assumed I set the appointment for 12 in the afternoon. I like doing things at, you know, in the afternoon. I hate, you know, I don't really like doing shit early in the morning. I called the vet up. They tell me I missed it and that I set it for 9 a.m., which half of me doesn't believe, but then the other half is like, well, yeah, maybe I did do it. So I completely fucked up. So just to update you again, actually, you know what? The cat's doing all right. He's not dinging in his ear anymore, so I guess the eardrops worked. You know, I guess so. So I guess you and I will find out next week when I take the cats to the vet. I'm a horrible, horrible father, a.k.a. cat owner. I feel like shit. How did I forget that? Fuck. I've been talking about it this whole time, and I don't believe I fucking forgot it, but, I don't know. But like I said, I'm just assuming that, you know, the eardrops are working because he's not digging in his ear like a madman like he used to. So, I'm confident everything's all right. I hope so. Now I really feel like shit. Now watch what happens. Watch next week. I'm going to find out the cat's deaf. And that's because it didn't get... Let me not even put that negative energy out. Oh, my God. I don't even want to jinx it. He doesn't listen. I mean, cats don't even listen at all anyway. So imagine a deaf cat. Just, I don't know. All right, let me shut the fuck up and get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, unfucking believable. There's this lady, right? Okay, this the complex, like where I live at. You know, you gotta kind of. They have all the mailboxes in one area. And this one fucking lady, for some reason, she feels like she could, you know, set up shop so she could peddle her fucking wares, whatever the fuck it is that she sells. She just sells a bunch of different shit. Like, she has fucking Gatorade, clothes. Like, it's just a weird combination of shit. And just, you know, for some reason, she just feels like she could park right in front. People have to drive around her. She has all her goddamn kids running around. I count at least six. And she's pregnant. For what reason? I have no fucking clue. Like, but, oh my God. It's just... boy. It just really fucking pisses me off. But anyway, that's the podcast for this week. I was turning into my house and I was like, well, let me record the outro real quick. And then I see this fucking lady and all her goddamn kids. Follow me on Twitter at the Rain Man Pod. I'm sorry, that was a horrible transition from complaining about, you know, the lady who lived in a shoe and the outro to the podcast. I'm sorry, but listen, if you listen to this thing, you know how this goes, man. I can't keep any type of train of thought. So yeah, follow me on Twitter and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and once again, I will keep you guys posted on my poor kitty. He's doing all right. This has been the... I'm trying to figure out what I'm gonna call this episode. I was thinking about calling it Pussy Problems, but then, you know, I'm thinking maybe iTunes will probably take it down because the word pussy... you know, if they take it down, then fuck it. I'll just, you know, switch it up or something. I don't know. Maybe P-U and then the S-S. I'll put, like, the dollar sign. Yeah, I'll do that, matter of fact, actually. Okay, yeah, just figured it out. All right, take it easy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Damn. Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. Them people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me cheat you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? Are you crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, nigga. I'm going on the road yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. And you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm gonna tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belongs to you, man. Laws of God. Trust. Keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he could see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar. Watch the cheat.